奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考圣经。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
感谢神带领看顾我们，大家能够平安过一个星期。
And thank God for His guidance that He has guided us safely throughout this week.
在这即将进入安息的晚上，我们一起聚集在神的圣堂来敬拜神。愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
As we're about to enter into the Sabbath rest, we have gathered here, and may God bless us.
今天晚上要用以色列啊，你要听做题目，跟大家来查考有关于生命记一些主要的信息。
And today we'll study about O Israel, you must listen, as for mutual encouragement.
因为按照我们的读经进度，从明天开始，二月一号，我们要读生命记。
Because starting from February 1st, we'll be studying Deuteronomy.
那生命记有34章，所以我们会用整个二月份以及三月份的前几天来读这卷书。
Deuteronomy has 34 chapters, and we will take the entire month of February and some days in March to finish this book.
那所以今天晚上要用这个机会跟大家来总览一下这整卷书，让我们在接下来这一个月里，在读这卷书的时候，能够掌握一些重点，让我们可以真的得到神告诉我们的话语。
So tonight we will listen to the overview of the book of Deuteronomy.
那生命记这是旧约圣经摩西五经的第五卷。
And Deuteronomy is the fifth book, and it is the fifth book of the books of Moses.
那这卷书在整个当时候选民来说是一件非常重要的书卷。
And this book was very important to the chosen people of God.
那所谓的生命记就是他重申神的命令的意思。
And what it means by Deuteronomy is to relive the words of God.
那这卷书在希伯来文的圣经里面，他很简单的用说这些话做 title， 做他的标题。
And this book, they will use these are the words as a title.
因为这个是他一开头的那几个字，希伯来文的一开头就是这些话。
Because these are the beginning words of this book, which is these are the words.
所以同一卷书，但是在希腊文的圣经跟在希伯来文的圣经，它的标题不一样。
So it is the same book, but it is different in Greek and in Hebrew.
那这个生命记这个书名，基本上是从希伯来文翻译成希腊文的时候，在大概2000年前，这个74译本，当时候就用这一个字眼，重申律法，就第二个律法书来定这本书的 title。
And 2000 years ago, the title of this book was translated from Hebrew to Greek, and it means that it is the book of the law.
所以第二次的律法书了，就是说这是在重述有关于神对百姓的要求，他们生活应该遵循的准则的这一卷书卷。
It means the second book of law, and it is to reteach the people, as to what were the laws of God.
那我们中文并没有用第二律法来做书名，反过来用重申神的命令，用生命记这个字眼的翻译其实是非常有内涵的。
And the Chinese translation, it translates to relive the word of God, and it has its own special meaning.
也可以说能够反映这卷书它所要表达的重点。
And this translation also reflects the key points of this book.
那生命记对当时候的选民来说，可以说是他们即将要进入迦南地去承受神的应许产业的时候，他们应该有的生活的宪法。
And the Deuteronomy describes the lifestyle that the people must live before they enter into the promised land, which is Canaan.
这卷书在当时候的百姓心目中非常重要。
And so this book places a great meaning in the heart of the people.
因为在很多选民他们对神的认识以及神对百姓很重大的宣告都在生命记里面出现了。
Because the understanding of God of and also the important law were all recorded in this book.
那这卷书被列为摩西五经的第五卷，显然它的作者就是摩西写的。
And this was listed as the fifth book of the book of Moses, and this was written by Moses.
其实就是摩西在即将要离世以前所写下来的。
And he wrote this book before he was about to die.
其实大概 在摩西离世前一个月的时候，他所讲出来的话语。
And these are the words spoken by Moses approximately a month before he passed away.
所以其实这一卷书等于摩西最后对百姓的他的叮咛，以及他最后的遗言，要他们真的要注意听神的这些接下来所要宣告的命令、律例、典章、诫命。
So this book can be considered the last word of Moses to the people and what they must do to follow.
所以他的这些开始的介绍呢，我们现在看《生命记》第一章的第三节。
So let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节说，出埃及第四十年十一月初一日，摩西照神借着他所吩咐以色列人的话，都晓谕他们。
1 verse 3. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them.
那这个是他的时间就是他们出埃及第四十年十一月初一号，所以他们已经经过了四十年的旷野生活了。
And they have already passed through 40 years of their life in the wilderness.
他们出埃及的时候，那一年的那个月是第一个月。
And this was the first day of the 11th month in the 40th year after they have exited out of Egypt.
好，那所以是在已经走到了约旦河的东边摩押平原的地方。在那里，摩西把神所吩咐的这些命令、律例、典章，再一次的跟他们重述，而且是把重点、最重要的部分跟他们讲一遍。
And this was when the Israelites were near the desert east of the Jordan, and once again Moses reteached them the words of God.
所以用历史的时间的年代来说，这一卷书应该在差不多公元前1400年左右的时候。被记录下来的。
And so, in terms of time and history, this book was recorded about 1400 BC.
那所以这是它的地点是摩西跟以色列百姓已经在约旦河东的摩押平原这个地方。他们在准备要过约旦河的时候，他所讲的几段很重要的信息。
The location is the desert east of the Jordan before they were about to cross into Canaan.In the lands of the Moabites.
那摩西讲完了这些话以后，神就要把他接走了，他就要离开了。
And after Moses finishing speaking these words, God had received him back.
那所以有关于作者的部分，到《生命记》第三十四章，我们请看《生命记》三十四章。
And so concerning the author, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第三十四章这一章，基本上应该是后面的人给他补充上去的。
And chapter 34, the people think that it is added on by other people after his death.
因为在记载摩西离世的经过。
Because this records about the death of Moses.
是为了要让整个信息完整，所以摩西离开的时候，这一段补述其实对当时候的人来说也非常重要，因为这个就是神的摩西被神接走，真的在神的怀里安息，息世上劳苦的这一段最后的补充。
And for it to have a complete message, this was added on later by the people that Moses was received back by the Lord and he rested in his bosom.
那时候神特别让他到尼波山上，把百姓即将要进入去领取的这个应许地，一一的跟他介绍，让他好像看异象一样，把这个迦南美地从南到北，神就让他看了一次，跟他做了一个很完整的介绍。
And God has asked Moses to climb onto Mount Nebo, and he has shown him from north to the south all that was in the land of Canaan.
好，第三十四章的第四节，神对他说：“这就是我向你亚伯拉罕，就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这个地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。”
In chapter 34, verse 4, the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it."
第五节，于是神的仆人摩西就死在摩押地，正如神所说的。
And verse 5, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab.
那所以也就是说，摩西讲完了他这个神的律法以后，他就被神召到山上去，就死在山上了。
And so after Moses have spoken about the laws of God, he had died in Moab.
他死的时候120岁。第七节说，他眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
When he died, he was 120 years old, and in verse 7 it says that his eyes were not weak nor his strength gone.
然后第八节，以色列全体百姓就在摩押平原为摩西哀哭了三十天，为摩西沮丧哀哭的日子就满了。
In verse 8, the Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over.
这个就是摩西他的离世，最后百姓为他哀哭的这三十天，满了以后，他们就即将要进入迦南地，要过约旦河了。
And so after the people had mourned for Moses for 30 days, they were ready to enter into the land of Canaan.
那哀哭的时间一过之后，接下去马上正常的生活要继续了，所以神就要约书亚宣告百姓准备好自己，要即将要过约旦河进入迦南地，面对征战的生活。
And after the time of mourning, the Israelites and Joshua must prepare themselves to enter into the land of Canaan and begin a life of battles.
我们现在看跳过去看约书亚记第四章第十九节。
And let's jump to Joshua chapter 4, verse 19.
这个是时间的延续啊，这时间是历史事件这样进行的。
And this was how it continued in history.
约书亚记四章十九节说，正月初十日，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在吉甲，在耶利哥的东边安营。
In verse 19, on the 10th day of the first month, the people went up from the Jordan and camp at Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho.
你看，隔一年的正月初十号，他们就已经过了约旦河。
And on the following year, on the 10th day of the first month, they have crossed over Jordan.
过了约旦河，就是他们已经进入了神所应许的那个迦南地，他们进到这个迦南地里面去。
And that means that they have entered into the promised land Canaan.
所以我们如果算这个时间，就知道说，其实摩西他在摩押平原，在他生命的大概最后一个月的时候，他把这个神最重要的律法向百姓重申一次。
So we can make an estimate that approximately 1 month before he passed away, he had retaught the words of God.The laws of God in the land of Moab.
照这样算来呢，摩西应该是在百姓出埃及第四十年的十二月份的时候死的。
And in this calculation, Moses have passed away.
第四十年的十二月份。
And the 40th year and the 12th month.
所以其实你若从《命记》第一章的第三节这样看，他十一月初一号。就跟他们重申立法，到十二月大概初的时候，他就已经离世了。
And so in Deuteronomy, in the third day of the first month, till about a year later, that was when he passed away.
那神特别要摩西把这个律法写下来的。
And so God has specifically asked Moses to write down the laws.
所以其实摩西他不是只有讲，他还要写。
So not only Moses spoke of the law, but he also wrote it down.
那这一卷书写下来之后，要把它放在约柜前，让百姓，让他们这些祭司、立位人都能够不断的、重复的去聆听，然后去遵行这个神的要求。
And after he had written them down, it is to be placed in front of the Ark of Covenant and is to be read over and over again by the people and by the priests.
摩西特别吩咐这些祭司、立位人。每一年他们在聚集的时候、节期的时候，要重申这个神的律法，读给百姓听。
And Moses have specifically instructed the Levites, which were the priests, that every single year they must relive and retaught the words of God.
那所以这个就是为什么百姓他们对这个律法书他们会很熟悉，因为每一年他们都要听神所重述的这些道理。
And this is why the people were very familiar with the laws of God because they were to speak of it every year.
这个就是你看他们对于神所讲的话，他们会很重视。
And that's why they value greatly of the laws of God.
那每一年他们都要这样子一直重复。
And that every single year they must repeat.
我们现在看31章24节。
Let's look at chapter 31, verse 24.
申命记三十一章二十四节。
Deuteronomy 31:24。
摩西将这律法的话写在书上，直至写完了。
After Moses finished writing in a book the words of this law from beginning to end。
第二十五节就吩咐抬神约柜的立位人说。
24 25, he gave this command to the Levites who carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
26节，你要将这律法书放在主你神的约柜旁，可以在那里见证以色列人的不是。
Take this book of the law and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. There it will be remain as a witness against you.
27节，因为我知道你们是悖逆的，是应着景象的。我今日还活着与你们同在，你们尚且悖逆神，何况我死后呢？
Verse 27, for I know how rebellious and stiff-necked you are. If you have been rebellious against the Lord while I am still alive and am with you, how much more will you rebel after I die?
这里你就看到说，当时候神把要摩西讲的话，他讲完写完之后，他现在把它放在约柜旁，要成为一个见证，因为百姓他们将来会发生的事情就是他们会把神所讲的话忘记了。
And here you can see that after the Lord has instructed Moses to write down the laws, he has asked him to place it beside the Ark of Covenant as witness in case they forget.
那这个就是今天这就是我们人的一个毛病。
And this is a problem of mankind.
其实我们人是很健忘的。
And in actuality, we are very forgetful.
今天如果我们对所听到的道理如果没有很用心去记录，然后去思想
，If we do not record down what we have heard and have followed carefully,
很快的，我们将会将所听到的、我们所看到的神的这些要求就忘记。
We will quickly forget what we see and what we heard.
这个是很简单的道理，我们可以想想看，我们去年的灵恩会的时候。我们听了什么道理
？And this can be easily seen, and a question could be asked is, what was the message preached last spiritual convocation?
昨天晚上我们在查经的时候，突然想到，都是刚好相关的，问一下大家说，上一次我们去年秋季就是九月份的灵恩会的时候，我们来协助的传道，我们在灵恩会之间所听的道理是什么？大家都忘记了，
and、
没有一个人记得了。
Yesterday during Bible study, I have raised this question, which was what was the message preached during last September's spiritual convocation, and yet no one remembered.
真的，因为我们其实我们每天常常都在听很多信息，接受很多的道理，或者是我们所看到的一些资讯，很自然的，我们把我们之前所听过就把它盖过去了。
Because every single day we are taking in a lot of information and a lot of messages, and so we will easily forget a message we have heard in church.
这是为什么这卷书小弟给他定一个主题，就是以色列啊，你要听。
And that's why for this book I have set a theme, which is Hear, O Israel.
因为这个是神的要求，神跟百姓也是摩西重申百姓给他们一些神要求的重点。
Because this was a commandment of God, and it is for them to remember.
那这些重点，如果我们没有谨慎的去谨守遵行，把它存记在心上。
And if we fail to follow some of the key points written in the books of law,
我们很有可能也会步入这个以色列百姓他们的这个错误里面。
Then we will likely fall into the mistakes that the Israelites have made.
当时候神已经给摩西有一个这样一个眼见，他看到将来会发生的事。
And at that time, God had given Moses a vision to see what would happen later on.
因为他很了解他所带领的这四十年来一起生活的这些以色列人。
Because he knows very well of the Israelites, of the people that he have led in the past 40 years.
说你们是悖逆的，是应着景象的。
And he said to them that you are rebellious and stiff-necked.
我还活着的时候。千交代万叮咛，你们都已经这样做了。
That if you are to be rebellious against the Lord while I'm still alive with you,
那何况说我死了以后，那这些现在这些律法换这些祭司立位人来讲，那你们当然把它当作耳边风了。
How much more will we rebel after I die and when these messages are given by the priests?
那所以这个律法师就要见证他们的不是。
And so this book of law will serve as a witness.
这个其实就是要给他们做一个很重大的警惕，让他们看着这个律法书就知道，哎呀，我会不会像摩西所讲的这样子，是顽梗悖逆、不听神的话的人。
And this is to serve as a great warning, as a great reminder for them, to remind them that whether or not they will become rebellious and stiff-necked.
这个律法书摩西写出来之后，他特别说他把它交给祭司立位人了。
And after he had finished writing the book of law, he had specially mentioned that he was to give it to the Levites.
我们现在看31章第9节。
And let's look at chapter 31, verse 9.
摩西将律法书写出来，就交给抬约神约柜的祭司、利未子孙和以色列的众长老。
So Moses wrote down this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel.
第十节说，摩西就吩咐他们说，每逢七年的末一年，就在豁免年的定期住棚节的时候。
Verse 10, that Moses commanded them at the end of every 7 years in the year of for canceling debts during the Feast of Tabernacles.
第十一节说，以色列众人来到主你神所选择的地方朝见他，那时候你要在以色列众人面前将这个律法念给他们听。
11. When all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, you shall read this law before them in their hearing.
第十二节，要召聚他们的男女孩子，并城里聚居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏主你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话。
12. Assemble the people, men, women, and children, and the aliens living in your own towns, so they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God and follow carefully all the words of this law.
第十三节，也要使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏主你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。
Verse 13, their children who do not know this law must hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
这一段圣经你就看到说，摩西他多慎重的特别吩咐祭司利未人要常常这样子去宣读神的律法。
In this section of the Bible, Moses has carefully instructed the Levites and the elders to command the people to follow.
他的重点就是要让他们可以学习敬畏神。
And it is for them to learn to fear God.
让每一个世代的人都要懂得谨守遵行神的命令。
That in every generation after them, that they must learn to follow the words of God.
特别强调说，到你们进了这个迦南地之后，你们的日常生活当中要常常这样做。
That when you enter into the land of Canaan in your daily life, you must do this.
哦，所以这一卷书它特别强调，对于神的吩咐，我们要谨守遵行。
And this book has emphasized that we must follow the laws of God.
那要谨守遵行之前，一定要听。
And before you follow, you must listen.
那要听的内容就是神的吩咐。
And to listen, it is to listen the instructions of God.
所以在生命记里面呢，我们如果在读的时候，你会发现有很多字眼，它一直重复出现，而且是非常强调的。
And so in the book of Deuteronomy, you will see many repeating terms and phrases.
就是神的吩咐，摩西说，我把神的吩咐告诉你们。
And it is one of them, it is that I have commanded you today.
那你们要听从，要听。
And that you must listen.
然后要谨守遵行。
And that you must carefully follow the laws.
那有时候这个谨守，圣经用你要谨慎这个字眼来强调说，你要把这个事情看作非常重要的，而且要去思想，然后 好好的去把它 去把它保守住。
And that you must take the law carefully to follow, and in some translation means that you must take it to heart and you must take it very seriously.
要 to keep, 要 keep it, 就是要把它好好的守住了。
And that it is for you to keep.
那所以这个生命记里面的这个特色就是一直强调要谨守遵行神的吩咐。
And so one of the characteristic of this book, it is to keep the law of God.
那在这个生命记，因为它虽然是说是重申神的命令，可是它并不是把以前在出埃及记、立位记或者是民数记里面的这些律法啊，完完本本的再重新写一次而已。
And even though this book is means to relive the law, it does not have means to have all the laws that were recorded in Exodus, Leviticus, and other books.
它不是在重复。
It is not to repeat.
其实它是要让百姓，现在摩西在讲的时候，他是老的时候，他已经快要死了，所以他那个时候的讲的口气，完全不是那个说你如果没有怎么样就会怎么样那种好命令式的口气的。
And this was delivered in a different tone because Moses was very old in age, and it is not to say that if you do not do this, then this will happen to you.
因为摩西他知道百姓的特质了。
Because he knows the people very well.
所以他现在要百姓注意听神的话语。
And so now he's asking the people to listen carefully.
那听完之后呢，要自己从心里面愿意去选择，来遵行神的话语，得福气。
And after that they have listened carefully, they must choose to obey the laws from their heart, and then to keep the commandments.
因为摩西他等一下就要死了。
Because Moses will die very soon.
所以他如果在的时候，也许百姓看到他还会怕一下。
So if he was still to be alive, the people might be afraid of him.
但是摩西讲完之后他就走了。
But after he speak these words, he will die.
现在百姓他们要不要来遵守神的这些吩咐，一定要从心里面他们自己甘愿，愿意屈服在神的这个命令底下，然后照着做。
And whether or not they will follow these laws, it all depends on their heart, and they must follow the laws from their heart.
而不是好像有一个人拿个鞭子在那边等着，你如果不这样，我就要打你。那他很害怕的时候，他不得不去做的那种心情，已经不一样了。
And it is not like someone is to bring a rod to hit them if they do not follow the law, because it is no longer like this.
因为现在神已经不是像在旷野的时候，每一天用云柱火柱在他们当中，让他们看了就会惧怕。然后让他们每一天可以望着云柱火柱，然后去等候神的指示。
Because God was not like the God before, who He would send the pillar of cloud and fire to take care of them.
现在神把他的话语借着摩西把它写下来。
But now God has written down His words through Moses.
要把这个话放在他们的心里面了。
And that He is to put the words of God in their hearts.
如果他们真的听到神的信息，他们愿意去选择谨守遵行来得福气的。
And if they have truly heard the word of God, they will choose to follow and choose to receive this blessing.
他们就能够体会他们所跟从的这位神是又真又活、独一的天地的主宰。
And they will be able to experience that the God they worship is true, it is real.
没有哪一个神像他们所敬拜的神这样子。
And it is living, and there is no other God like Him.
然后他们能够遵行神的命令，有神的这个律法。给他们来遵守，他们是非常特殊的蒙福的百姓。
And that for them to keep the laws of God and for them to have this law to follow, it is a blessing.
所以这个律法书当时候重申给百姓，是要他们做一个很明确的抉择。
And this book of law, which was for them to relive this law, is a decision for them to make.
因为这个律法书，它基本上包含有一个重点，就是神跟人所立的约。
Because a key point in the book of law, it is the covenant between God and man.
我们如果读《生命记》整卷书以后，我们发现，在29章开始到第30章，这是神在借着摩西在摩押平原的地方跟百姓立这个摩押之约。
And after we have read through the entire book in chapter 29 and 30. It is a covenant set between Moses and the people as the covenant of Moab.
那这个摩押之约就是神跟人立约了，所以这个叫契约。
And this covenant was a covenant between God and man.
契约就是你如果这样做，那神就很自然的降福气。
And if the people were to follow the laws, then God will shower down blessings.
但是如果选择我不要，我要走自己的路，那灾祸就会按照这个约书所说的临到你们。
And they choose to walk their own path and do not follow the law, then disasters will come upon them.
哦，所以这个29章30章，这个就是特别讲的这个摩押之约。
And so in verse 29 and 30, especially mentioned the covenant of Moab.
那既然是一个约，好，那现在就是你自己做决定喽。
And now, since this is a covenant, so it is a decision for them to make.
这个约已经写下来的，就是条文都已经写好的。
Because the covenant is already written down in clear terms.
那所以，其实《生命记》里面它重申这个律法，它的重点是要让我们做一个明确的选择。
And Deuteronomy means to relive the law, and it is for us to make a decision.
神并没有强迫人一定要做什么。
And that God does not force men to do this.
但是如果一个人他是有智慧的，他看到神这个律法的奇妙，他一定会选择遵行得福气。
And but if a man is wise and he can see the wonders of the law, then he will choose to follow.
所以当时候摩西他在《生命记》第三十章，他这样说。
And that's why Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 30 says.
我们现在第三十章第十九节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 19.
三十章十九节说：“我今日呼天唤地地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要选择生命，使你和你的后裔多得存活。”
Verse 19, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live.
第二十节说，且爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样你就可以在主向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许所誓的地上居住。
20, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个就是最后摩西他对百姓的呼吁啊。
And this was his last words and his last reminders to the people.
因为生死祸福已经写明了。
Because whether it is life or death, blessings or curses, it is written in front of you.
他说你要拣选生命。
And that you must choose life.
那你跟你的后裔可以存活，也可以蒙福。
So that you and your children may live and may be blessed.
要爱主你的神，要听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命。
That it is for you to love the Lord your God, listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life.
也就是说，有神才有生命。
And so it means that to have life, you must have the Lord.
如果没有神，一个人在世上，其实他们当时候进入迦南地去享受牛奶隐秘的这个福气，也就只有几十年就过去了。
Because without God, they will only have a temporary pleasures in the land of milk and honey.
但是如果有神，他们就有永生。
But if they have God, then they will have eternal life.
因为神是活人的神。
Because God is the God of a living man.
在这个生命记里面，他一直在强调这位神，他说是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And in this book, it has emphasized that this is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也就是说，是以色列列祖的神呢。
And it is the God of the people of Israelites.
这个在神的眼中看来，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各其实都是活着的。
And so, in the eyes of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive.
因为神不会是死人的神。
Because,
死人不需要，已经没有神了。
Because God is the God of living, and the dead do not need God.
哦，所以现在这些百姓，他们要选择能够跟随他们列祖的脚中，真的把神抓住，让神成为他们的生命。
And so these people must choose to live in the footsteps of their ancestors.
那所以现在《生命记》里面，他其实用这样一个方式来表达，让人愿意选择生命，而不是选择灾祸死亡。
And so in the book of Deuteronomy, it is for them to choose to have life and not death and disasters.
那《生命记》在整个选民的历史里面啊，他们被重视的。
And in Deuteronomy, in the history of the chosen people, they were valued greatly by God.
他这个主题是说以色列人民要听。
And the theme is "Hear, O Israel."
那听完之后到底要做什么？
And after they hear what they must do.
他的这一卷书的中心的金句就是说，他这一节圣经就把他这整卷书所应当要表达他们要做到的，把它讲出来的。
And there is
他的关键经文。
And there is a key verse in this book, and this key verse is able to summarize what the people must do.
我们现在看第十章。
Let's look at chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10,
第十二节
verse 12.
十章十二节
10, verse 12.
以色列啊，现在主你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
12. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul?
第十三节，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
Verse 13, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good.
这两节圣经就是 这一卷书的中心 重点。
And these two verses are able to summarize the key points of this book.
神向你所要的是什么？
Which is, what does the Lord require of you?
要你能够真的从心里面愿意敬畏他。
That is for you to fear God from your heart.
那所谓的敬畏神，就是要愿意遵行他的话。
And to fear God means to follow His commandments.
然后可以爱他，尽心尽性来侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例。
To love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands.
之所以会爱他，是因为已经看到了神给我们这些律法 的精神，以及神表达给人的爱。
And you will love Him because you have seen the spirit of following the law, and you have seen His love.
所以《申命记》里面在讲这个神的律例，他的诫命，他的要求，不是出于要辖制人，让人失去自由。
And so to follow the Lord's commands and decrees, it is not to take away their freedom, it is not to restrain them.
它其实是要让我们能够看到神很爱我们。
But it is to, for them to see that God loves them.
那如果我们在读的时候真的看到这个律法的 奇妙。
And when we read this, when we can see the wonders of the law.
我们真的就会反过来爱神，然后尽心尽性来侍奉他，照他的吩咐来做。
We will be able to love Him and to serve Him with all our heart and soul and follow His commands.
最后就是要叫我们得福气的。
And in the end, it is for us to receive blessings.
所以《申命记》它讲了这么多律法，重要就是要让我们得福。
And so,
这是神的意念。
So the book has recorded many laws, but the end goal is for us to receive blessing. And this is the thought of God.
让我们得福，让我们因着有神得生命。
It is for us to receive blessing and to receive life.
这是神对他所拣选这些百姓所特殊的恩典。
And this is a special blessing towards the chosen people of God.
那所以你看，《申命记》他现在呼吁百姓要听。
And so Deuteronomy has asked the people to listen.
要听完之后，能够知道神对人的要求。
And after they listen, they will know what God asks of them.
因为当一个人如果是敬畏神的，他都会对神所吩咐的事情会注意，然后真的会想尽办法来谨守、持守他。
Because if a person fears the Lord, he will listen to the words of God and take notice of His laws.
啊，因为最后这个就是人选择说啊，神所给我们这个契约里面。那这个就是恩典，就是生命。我愿意选择，我从心里面啊，臣服在神面前，他是我的神。
Because they have chosen for themselves from the bottom of their heart to follow this, to follow and obey this covenant.
在这个第《申命记》的第四章里面
，In Deuteronomy chapter four，
他特别要强调说，今天被神所拣选的人，有这一部律法书来遵行的人，是很特殊的。
That it has especially mentioned that those who follow the law are a special group of people.
如果愿意去遵守的人，就是有智慧的。
Those who are willing to follow are wise.
我们现在看第四章。
Let's look at chapter four.
第六节。
Verse
six. 四章六节说：“所以你要谨守遵行，这就是你在万民眼前的智慧聪明。”他们听见这一切的律例，必说：“这大国的人真是有智慧、有聪明。”
Verse 6, observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people."
第七节，哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像主我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
Verse 7, what other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him?
第八节，又有哪一个大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
And verse 8, and what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
真的没有，除了这个以色列选民以外。
And surely you cannot see this only in the great nation of the Israelites.
因为这一群人是神特选的。
Because this group of people were a chosen people of God.
是不列在万民当中的，是专属神的。
That they are not within the nations, and they were especially chosen by God.
借着这一群人，神要让世人知道什么叫做神所需要的圣洁。
And through this, God will show the people of this world what it means to be holy.
借着这一群人，要让世人了解这位神是天地唯一的主宰，他是创造天地的真神。
And it is for the people to understand that God is a ruler of heaven and earth, and He is a creator of this earth.
他其实对人所存的都是是平安，是爱的意念。
And what He has for the people are thoughts of love and peace.
这部律法是属灵的，是从神授给的。
And this law is spiritual, and it is given from God.
所以你看这个《生命记》里面，他在强调能够守律法的人是属神有福的。
And so in this book, it will emphasize that those who follow the law belong to God, and they are a special group of people.
那因为这里的主题一直在强调说以色列要听，所以我们现在来看第四章第一节。
And let's look at 4 verse 1 because this theme is about Hear, O Israel.
以色列啊，以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律法典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入主你列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
4 verse 1 Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.
第二节说，我吩咐你们的话不可以加添，也不可以删减，好叫你们遵守我吩咐的，就是主你们神的命令。
2. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you.
这个是我们听到神的命令的时候，我们应当有的态度。
And this is the attitude we should have when we hear the commands of God.
我们不能够用人的想法说啊，这个事情很难，能不能够改一下？
We cannot use the thinkings of men and think that it is hard, so I can change it.
我们有时候用人的理性会觉得说这些要求好啰嗦，干脆把它删掉了。
Or we use our logic and think that these commandments are too much, and so we want to subtract them.
但其实这里特别强调，这神的命令是不可以加添，也不可以删减，要完完本本的、忠实的去遵行它，就得福气。
But here it states that do not add to what I command and do not subtract from it.
这个就是今天我们听的时候，我们的重点真的是听到神的要求，从心里面啊，我们。知道说这个就是福气恩典，为什么要更改呢？我们愿意照神的话来做。
And it is for us today that when we hear the words of God, we must live it from the bottom of our heart and view it as a blessing. And so, why should we subtract or add the blessing that's given by God?
我们接下来看第五章第一节。
And let's look at chapter 5, verse 1.
五章第一节，摩西将以色列众人召了来，对他们说：“以色列人啊，我今日晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，可以学习，谨守遵行。”
5 verse 1 Hear, O Israel, the decrees and laws I declare in your hearing today. Learn them and be sure to follow them.
这里特别强调说要学习的。
And here especially mentioned that it is for you to learn.
神的话语有时候我们一开头的时候不太明白。
And that the words of God sometimes we may not understand in the beginning.
因为有时候神讲他讲话他有时候是超越时间的。
Because sometimes God speaks in a way that transcends time.
人在这个时空底下，有时候不明白神为什么这样讲。
And humans under space and time, we do not understand why God speaks in this way.
但是当一个人如果愿意谦卑的在神面前来学习敬畏神，然后来学习遵行他的话语，我们就会看明，会最后会了解为什么神的律法是这样子定的。
But if today we are willing to humble ourselves before God and before His words, then we will try to understand what this word means.
所以真正的明白是听了之后学习，照去做，最后就恍然大悟。
So a true understanding begins with learning, and you follow and you obey.
所以我们对神的这些话语一定要一直不断的学习的。
And so we must continue to learn the words of God.
我们在学习的时候，我们其实就在跟神有一种互动。
And while we learn, it is an interaction with us, with God.
因为神会看到我们这样的一个愿意学习的心，他会让我们有悟性，能够明白他的律法。
Because God sees that we have a heart to learn, and He will help us to understand.
看第六章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 3.
六章三节，以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那牛奶隐秘之地得以享福。人数极其增多，正如主你列祖的神所应许你的。
Verse 3, Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you.
第四节
Verse 4,
以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
Verse 5, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
第六节，我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上。
6, These commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
第七节，上半句说，要殷勤教训你的儿女。
In verse 7, the first portion, it says, Impress them on your children.
在这一段里面，这一句话从第三节开始一直到第九节，这是以色列选民所谓的信经，他们的信条。他们属神的人，他们一定要背起来的。
And from verse 3 to 9, it is the decrees for the people and that they must remember and memorize it.
这个是非常重要的宣告。
That it is a very important
declaration. 而且在这里 ，double 就是重复的两次，很严正的说以色列要听。
And that it is repeat twice that it says, "Hear, O Israel."
他要听的是，他要了解我们所敬拜这个神叫独一的主。
And what they must hear is that the Lord we worship is one.
所以你看，这个神是绝对的。
And that this God is absolute.
除他之外没有神了。
And there is no other God other than Him.
你看我们在读弥迦书的时候，第七章。今天如果你有读弥迦书第七章。
And today, if you read Micah chapter 7,
第十八节说，有哪一个神像我们的神这样子
？In chapter 7, verse 18, it says, "Where are there?" Who are their gods just like him?
没有，因为只有这样一个神，他真的是有恩典、有怜悯，他把所有的福气都要赐给他那个愿意遵行他话语的人。
That there's no other gods like him who gives blessings and who shows mercy.
所以在生命记里面，他所强调这个神观是独一的神。
And so in chapter 6, they emphasize that God is one.
这个独一的神，他是超越时空的。
And that this one God transcends space and time.
在几千年前，他是你们列祖的神。
That a thousand years ago, it was a God of your forefathers.
现在要是你的神。
And now it is your God.
永永远远他都不会变，以后也是神。
It will forever be your God and will be forever be my God.
那这个神，他又是创造天地的主。
And this God is the ruler of heaven. He's a creator of heaven and earth.
他是掌握人的生死祸福的。
He controls the life and death of men.
他说，以色列啊，主我们的神是独一的，你要尽心、尽性、尽力去爱主你的神。
And so here it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul and strength.
把他的命令放在心上。
That you were to That the commandments give you to, were given to you today are to be upon your hearts.
我们现在再看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
生命记第九章。
Chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以色列啊，你当听，你今日要过约旦河，过去赶出比你强大的国民，得着广大坚固、高得顶天的诚意。
Verse 1. Hear, O Israel, you are now about to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and stronger than you with large cities.
第九章在告诉他们说，你们将来要面对的那个征战是很巨大、很艰难的，没有错。
In chapter 9, it mentions that the battle you are about to face is going to be great.
但是他要强调，这位神要为你们征战。
But it emphasized that the God you worship will fight for you.
因为神是守约、施慈爱的，他是信实的，他要。应验他对他列祖的应许，所以要把这个地赐给你们。
Because the Lord your God is full of love and mercy, and he's going to fulfill the covenants that he had made with your forefathers.
神要亲自为你们征战，把这些仇敌赶出去的。
That God will fight for you himself and cast out the enemies that are in your land.
所以要让众百姓都了解，其实神的爱是不是有条件性的呢？
And it is for the people to understand that the love of God does not come with condition.
不是因为 我们有多好，所以神这样爱我们。
It is not because we are so great, that's why God loves us.
其实是神主动的施恩，他是怜悯的神。
It is because God is full of mercy and He has loved us Himself first.
他是守约施慈爱，他是信实的。他以前对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说应许的话一定要实现，所以他一定要把这个地赐给你们。
He is a faithful God, and He's going to fulfill the promise that He has given to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob.
所以这个神他是为他所说过的话会执行的神，他是信实的，他是为百姓征战的。
So this God is going to follow what He had promised the people, and He is a faithful God, and He will protect them.
这个是在从第四章一直到第九章第十章，刚才我们都读过的，以色列啊，你要听。
In chapter 4, 9, and 10, it all mentions Hero Israel.
我们再跳过去看第二十章。
And let us jump to chapter 20.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
第二十章，我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。以色列啊，你们当听，你们今日将要与仇敌征战，不要胆怯，不要惧怕，战惊，也不要因他们惊恐。
Verse 3, Hear, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic before them.
第四节，因为主你的神与你们同去，要为你们和仇敌征战，拯救你们。
Verse 4, For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory.
这在一直在强调神是与百姓同行的神。
And this emphasizes that this God is a God who abides with his people.
要保证神一定要拯救了。
And that it is a promise that God will be victorious.
我们如果听到这样的信息，我们对所依靠的神，我们就非常放心。
And when we hear this message, we will bevery sure of this God that we believe.
因为这个神，他一定会施行他的大能，拯救凡愿意遵守他命令的人。
Because this God will perform His great power and abide with the people who have followed His laws.
好，我们最后看二十七章。
Let us look at chapter 27.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西和祭司利未人小谕以色列众人说：“以色列啊，要默默静听。”你今日成为主你的神的百姓了。
Then Moses and the priests who are Levites said to all Israel, "Be silent, O Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of the Lord your God."
第十节。
Verse ten.
所以你要听从主你神的话，遵行他的诫命律例，这就是我今日所吩咐你的。
Obey the Lord your God and follow His commands and decrees that I give you today.
今天如果我们在我们的认知里面已经了解，我们是属神的百姓。
Today, in our understanding that of God, that we are His chosen people.
他说一定要听这个神借着摩西所留下这一卷这么重要的信息。
And here it says you must listen, and this is an important book given to the Israelites, the
people
of God.
因为他要引导我们所有的生活。
Because it will guide us and lead us of our life.
要借着我们愿意选择遵行来得福气，也能够体验我们的神。真的是又真又活唯一的主宰。
And that if we choose to obey His law, we will receive blessings and understand that God is true and living.
那这一位神给的这一部律法是对我们有益的。
And this God who gave us this law is doing this to benefit us.
我们最后一定会愿意把我们自己整个生命都放在神面前，然后随他的引导。
And we will put our entire life in front of Him and He will guide us.
我们最后已经能够进入神的国度，在那里享受神的福气以及永远的生命。
In the end, we will surely enter into the kingdom of God and receive His blessings.
我们再来唱诗。